Hello, everyone. It is Wednesday, December 11th, and it's time for another quick update. On this episode, we had an MP open house in Ottawa last week. The Got a Government Youth application deadline has passed. Ed has an update on the private members bill in Alberta, and BC manager Levi talks about a hospice in the Fraser Valley that's facing some challenges. So let's get right into it. The past week, we held an open house for MPs in Ottawa. Mike has more on that.
Yes, thank you, Colin. And as you, our viewers, will know, last week MPs came back to Ottawa for the first time since the election in October. And there's many who came back again. They were re-elected, but also a lot of new members of Parliament. So we thought, we've been blessed with a huge office space just steps from Parliament Hill. So why don't we open it up to two MPs for a very casual Christmas open house in which we can continue building relationships or start new relationships. And for all the members of Parliament that we invited, we received nine. We welcomed them into our office, as well as representatives from three other members of Parliament, including the leader of the official opposition, Andrew Scheer. And it was just a good evening of discussing, getting to know, asking them what their ambitions were as they came to Ottawa. As ARPA Canada has always said, relationships first, policy second. It was just a good opportunity to use that space that we've been afforded to build those relationships with members of Parliament. And for that, we are very thankful.
Thanks so much, Mike. Well, the deadline for applications for Got a Government Youth has now passed. We were totally blown away to receive 67 applications, some pretty fierce competition for just 34 spots. Thanks to all of you who have applied. We will be reaching out to you shortly to let you know who has been accepted. We're really excited about this event, and we hope that you are too. If you have any questions at this point, please do reach out to me at colin@arpacanada.ca. We'll see you in February here in Ottawa. Now, Ed joins us to talk more about this controversial Bill 207 in Alberta.
Hey, thanks, Colin. Well, I'm here to give you an update on Bill 207, the conscience rights here in Alberta. And the bottom line is the bill is still alive. Many of you are aware that the Standing Committee for Private Members' Bills in Alberta voted overwhelmingly against sending the bill to the Assembly for second reading vote. And although this weighs heavily against the bill, it's not a good thing. The bill was still alive. So on Monday, December 2, MLA Dan Williams, who is the sponsor of the bill, was giving a speech on Bill 207, and the speech was cut short due to an incident at the legislature. So the long story short here is that it's pushed off to the next order of business, which is in February of 2020, the next time that they're going to be in session. So this gives us time, like lots of time. And that is a good thing. Gives us time to educate our community members about the bill and why they should support this bill. It also gives us time to educate our MLAs and get them to support this bill as well. So stay tuned. Early in the new year, we're going to have a very exciting and impactful call to action for you to do to keep Bill 207 alive and to encourage our MLAs to vote yes to Bill 207. Take care. God bless.
Thanks so much for that, Ed. We'll be keeping an eye on this for sure over the break and into the new year as well. Levi now joins us to talk about a situation in southern BC with a local hospice there.
Hello, everyone. As you can see, we're getting to the Christmas spirit here in the Yarrow office. We're getting ready to celebrate the birth and the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ. But unfortunately, the Christmas season and the Christmas cheer is not being spread, not being thought of uniformly across our country and across our province. There's one story here in particular in BC about how death and despair is what's being celebrated and what's being talked about. So recently, a couple weeks ago, a local hospice in Delta, their board of directors made a ruling that they were going to provide euthanasia within their hospice. However, within a couple weeks, their membership of the hospice, they decided to elect a new board of directors, and that board of directors' first activities, one of their first decisions, was to reverse that previous decision. They wanted their hospice to be a place where life is celebrated, where life is made comfortable, and where death is not intentionally brought upon or hastened. But Fraser Health was not content to let this hospice celebrate life. They are now withholding funds. They are now withholding patients from this hospice so that this hospice might be forced into providing euthanasia. So this Christmas season, let's continue to pray that life is celebrated, that hospices are places where people can continue to live in peace and live in comfort. Let's remember that as we celebrate also the birth and the life of our Savior Jesus Christ. Back to you, Colin.
Thanks so much, Levi. It's very good to see a principled stance being taken by this organization in the face of opposition from the authorities. That's all for this week. Thanks to you for watching Quick Updates. Please do like, share, and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.